Terry Keeler, along with hundreds of others, gathered on Industrial Boulevard in Allentown. They had Trump signs, waved flags, and sported red, white, and blue to see the president's motorcade.
Oh, God, we love President Trump. We support him. We're from Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. We're going to be closed for forever. We need Trump so bad to come and rescue us. We love him.
Keeler's friend, Terry Hoagland, grabbed her and kissed her on the cheek.
We hug. We're like hanging out together. We're not social distancing. We're not wearing masks. And none of us have gotten sick.
Hardly anyone wore masks at the Trump welcome rally. Many said they didn't believe the science or the media on the risk of the virus. Others, like Debbie Lee, quoted medical professionals as saying they don't need masks and getting outside is part of the cure.
Every doctor, Dr. Erickson,
my own private physician,
my family doctor, Dr. Majernik, says the same thing. Sunshine, vitamin D,
fresh air.
Be active, eat right, be healthy.
Some people drank alcohol openly and a few smoked joints. Families had picnics, and when Trump drove by, the crowd went wild. Across town, at a Trump protest, it was a very different mood. It was organized by Road Action in Pennsylvania, which advocates for working-class Latinos and other communities of color who've been hit hard by the virus in the Valley.
We're here because we're not ready to reopen yet. And so none of our families is not fair for anybody. And we just need to have our communities healthy and out of dangerous situations.
Myrna Gonzalez and about 100 other people, all in masks, were part of a self-proclaimed mobile cemetery earlier in the day. It was a social distance protest. People stayed in their cars, which were covered in signs, and they drove to the airport to meet Trump when he landed. Jen, who only gave her first name, had a cardboard tombstone on top of her car. She said the protest was a memorial for the tens of thousands of people who've died from COVID-19 in the U.S.
We want to protest Trump because we don't believe that he has done anything to help with this virus, especially not in the Lehigh Valley. We don't feel like he should be greeted with open arms when he is trying to open our state and our, you know, counties without listening to science.
Jen says her sister-in-law is an ER nurse, and that shaped her views on the impact of the pandemic.
She sees firsthand everything that's happening, and really it's very sobering when you hear that, because things kind of seem normal around here, you know, and we don't see people dying, our neighbors dying, but they are.
Allentown City Council member Joshua Siegel chastised the president for coming to the state.
That he needs to stop campaigning, he needs to leave Pennsylvania, he needs to go back to D.C. and do the job we elected him to do, because right now he is failing as our president and failing as our leader.
In all, the president spent about 2 hours in the Lehigh Valley. Protesters and supporters lingered along his path for hours. All day, cars honked for Trump and in opposition. And with all the disagreement, one thing seemed clear. In the Lehigh Valley, people may be ready for normal life to resume. There's a deep divide on how and when that should happen. Tyler Pratt, WLVR News.